You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
In this world, you will always have problems. This is what Jesus said. But then he added, "Take heart, I have overcome the world."
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God of love and God of grace, bind up the brokenhearted, comfort today all those who mourn, and, O Lord, purify repentant sinners. Wash them, and they shall be whiter than snow. In them, O Lord, create a clean heart, and give them a steadfast spirit. By your love and grace, O Lord, restore unto your children the joy of your salvation. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray. Amen. Many people have just given up. This sobering conclusion was reached by the assistant to the mayor of a large city. We may disagree with his gloomy opinion, but his discouraging conclusion that for many people today, life is hopeless, is given chilling credibility by official statistics. Several months ago, a St. Louis newspaper announced that in the state of Missouri, more people committed suicide in 1983 than any other previous calendar year. Revolting reports of self-destruction are always discouraging, and yet this somber talk of terrible trends emphasizes, in a crucial way, the importance of the hope-giving words of Jesus Christ. In the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, we read the loving Savior's encouraging words. "In the world," Jesus said, "you have tribulation. But take courage," he added, "I have overcome the world." Jesus always cautioned even those who followed him that life on this side of heaven would never be a bed of roses. Some preachers today, especially certain radio and television evangelists, are sinfully destroying the message of the Bible. They say or imply that if you follow Jesus Christ, you will have no more problems in this life. This teaching is blatant heresy. And St. Paul warns in the book of Galatians that anyone who distorts the gospel message, and I quote, "let him be accursed." So important is the truth of the gospel that anyone who distorts it, St. Paul warns, let him be damned. And so, instead of listening to these deceivers, let us always live with the realistic attitude which Jesus so lovingly proclaimed. Even in our sophisticated, affluent, and technologically oriented generation, life is a challenging pilgrimage. Day-to-day living will never be easy. The devil is the prince of this world. Satan will place frustrating roadblocks in your paths. He will attempt to discourage you with daily disappointments. And with his damnable deviousness, the devil will frequently destroy your fondest dreams. In this jungle, you and I need never be discouraged. Our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, promises us a special power. With it, you will be enabled to cope with the devil's greatest temptations. And in your hours of difficulty, Jesus promises you, "Take courage," he says, "I have overcome the world." In the Bible, 1 John chapter 3, we read these words, "The Son of God appeared for this purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil." In the Gospel of John chapter 12, Jesus states, "Now judgment is upon this world. Now the ruler of this world shall be cast out." Already early in his public ministry, Jesus Christ was impelled by the Holy Spirit to enter into the barren wilderness. And for 40 long days, in the desolate desert and among the wild beasts, Jesus experienced the most powerful onslaughts of the evil one. Yet the devil always lost the cosmic contest. In his satanic scheming, however, the prince of darkness refused to give up. And imagine this. Later on, the devil even tried to use Peter, one of the Savior's closest disciples, to destroy the Messiah's ministry. At that moment, Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." This spiritual struggle between Jesus, the light of the world, and the devil, the prince of darkness, continued during the Messiah's entire public ministry. Finally, however, the greatest of all contests of history came to a smashing conclusion on the cruel cross when Jesus was crucified. When Jesus died, the power of the devil was forever destroyed. The hellish grip of sin was broken, and the finality of demonic death was demolished. But the events that followed were even more stunning. Jesus Christ was God in every sense. The Easter morning, glorious resurrection from the dead was inevitable. And in this triumphant, life-guaranteeing act, all followers of Jesus Christ are now absolutely assured of a glorious, bliss-filled, pain- and worry-free eternal destiny. Followers of Jesus Christ, by the mercy of God, are born again to a living hope. They are heirs of the eternal inheritance, paradise itself. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as a result, sin and death and the devil can no longer control the earthly life of the believer or even determine the eternal destiny of the followers of the blessed Redeemer. In his stirring letter to the young church at Colossae, St. Paul explains the powerful, life-giving impact of the innocent death and victorious resurrection of the Savior. This is what he said. "And then," he says, "having drawn the sting of all the powers raged against us, Jesus exposed them, shattered them, empty and defeated, in his final glorious act." It is interesting to note that students at Northwestern University were surveyed recently. They were asked, "Who is your hero?" Most students said they had none. Of those who did, the majority placed Jesus Christ at the top of the list. Now, listen. The Random House Dictionary defines a hero as a man of distinguished courage or ability, an individual, that is, admired for his brave deeds and noble qualities. Now, indeed, Jesus did have unlimited courage. He had infinite ability, and he is admired even today by millions. But we ought never to consider the Blessed Redeemer, the Divine Son of God, and the Savior of the world, merely a hero. Jesus was more than a man who did great things. He is infinitely more than a mere example for all people in the world to follow. Jesus is not to be compared to Mahatma Gandhi, Muhammad, or any other religious leader. Jesus is God's divine medicine for a sin-sick world. Jesus Christ is the only person that you can trust in good times and in the bad. Yes, Jesus, who is God in every sense, never changes. And it is because of his sacrificial death on the cross and his triumphant resurrection from the cold tomb that Jesus, with divine authority, is able to say to you today, in the middle of all your frustrations and problems, "Take courage. I have overcome the world." Oh, you can depend on Jesus. And if you doubt that, I challenge you to find one story in the entire Bible which shows that Jesus is unreliable. In the Bible, in the Holy Scriptures inspired by God, 2 Timothy chapter 2, we read that even if we are unfaithful, Jesus Christ remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. The blunt and realistic advice of Jesus is this: in this world, you and I will always have frustrations and difficulties. But this advice is also divine medicine for marriages now infected by constant quarreling, bitter backbiting, and cutting conversations. If your marriage today is experiencing difficulty, then listen closely to this. Several years ago, a surprising number of Chicago elderly couples bundled up in warm clothes. Then they braved near-zero temperatures and snow-clogged streets. They were on their way to attend a special 50th marriage anniversary celebration. These 400 couples had defied the national average for marriage. The average marriage now lasts only 5 or 6 years. These 400 couples had, however, for better or for worse, survived 50 years of matrimony. They were interviewed. They were questioned why their marriages had done so well. And according to the interesting newspaper article, and I quote, many of those celebrating their marriage agreed on one thing. That's this. To survive a long-lasting marriage, forget the illusions of unending bliss. These individuals at this festive church event, as they celebrated the blessedness of marriage, understood by faith what Jesus meant when he said, in this world you will have tribulation. This also covers marriage. Husbands and wives are human. Some friction and conflict is inevitable in every marriage. There is no such thing as a perfect marriage. Marriages, however, even involving imperfect people, can be happy. Marriage joy is attained when marriage partners live with God's gracious guidelines found in the Bible. The Bible says this, accept life with humility and patience, making allowances for one another because you love one another. Then the Bible continues by saying, make it your aim to be one in the Spirit, and you will inevitably be at peace with one another. Oh yes, if you are a young person today and considering marriage, perhaps you will find the observation and the advice of one older Chicago couple interesting and even helpful. A husband married over 50 years stated, lots of kids go into marriage today thinking, well, if it doesn't work, I can always get out. But this veteran marriage partner confessed his opinion of why he and his wife stayed together. He said that they went through hard times and the depression and never even thought of separation. When going gets tough, he said, you've got to try a little harder and wait for the better times. No, marriages don't just fall apart. The devil destroys them. We are also responsible. The devil uses lust, unfaithfulness, greed for money, ego-centered lifestyles, liberation movements, and the refusal to say, I'm sorry, as his demonic weapons. If your marriage is in trouble, don't give up. Jesus is saying to you, I have overcome the devil. I have overcome, Jesus said, the one who is working so hard to destroy your marriage and your family. And so even if your marriage is just a little unhappy, turn over a new leaf today and begin anew with the immovable foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the solid rock which will give your marriage the foundation which all the storms of the devil can never destroy. And so begin by confessing to your marriage partner that you have failed. Lovingly and humbly tell your spouse that by the power of the living God, you want to try again. And determine that from this day forward, your marriage will be based squarely upon forgiving each other's faults and accepting each other's weaknesses. For the Bible says, and I quote, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. Oh yes, it may be, as one man said, that many people are giving up, but this does not have to be. In your battle with the devil, against discouragement, defeat, and despair, determine with the help of God to confidently proceed in life with several biblical and reliable principles. First, be realistic. Accept Jesus at His word. Accept the fact that in this life, on this side of heaven, there will always be problems. And secondly, live with the knowledge that these problems may always bother you, but they shall never overcome you. Your strength and your helper is Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who is saying to you, I have overcome the world. Third, always rejoice in the grace and the love and the mercy of God. When you fail, God in His grace and mercy will be at your side to pick you up and to strengthen and to encourage you. Finally, live each day then in the power of the resurrection. For in the resurrection, the Bible says, all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are born again unto a living hope, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious assurance of eternal life in paradise forever. Amen.